Wealth Within offers a range of investment and educational services to help you secure your financial future. Whether you're an aspiring trader or simply want to increase the strength of your portfolio, Wealth Within are dedicated to maximising your investment returns.
Welcome to Talking Wealth. I'm Blake Sterling, analyst and assessor at Wealth Within. With all the troubles unfolding in the US in respect of raising the debt ceiling, I'm sure most of you have come across the term credit rating, specifically that the US is in danger of losing their own prized AAA rating in place since such ratings have existed. So what are these so-called credit ratings and how do they serve our financial market? Let's discuss. In simple terms, you can think of a credit rating much like going for a job interview. Your potential employer will walk you through a range of questioning in order to assess your suitability for the job and, importantly, provide the employer with the confidence to invest in your prior experience. What a credit rating evaluates is the credit worthiness of an issuer of specific types of debt, specifically debt issued by a business enterprise, such as a corporation or a government. It is an evaluation made by credit rating agencies of the debt issuer's likelihood of default. In other words, credit ratings are designed to facilitate an efficient global debt market by providing investors with appropriate disclosure as to the quality and stability of a debt asset. Credit ratings are determined by credit ratings agencies, the two most influential being Moody's and Standard & Poor's, or S&P as it's more commonly known. Credit ratings are assigned letter designations, such as AAA, being considered an almost risk-free asset, down to D. However, in general, anything below BBB- is considered a speculative or junk bond. The credit rating represents the credit rating agency's evaluation of qualitative and quantitative information for a company or government, including non-public information obtained by the credit rating agency's analysts. Credit ratings are not based on mathematical formulas. Instead, credit rating agencies use their judgment and experience in determining what public and private information should be considered in giving a rating to a particular company or government. The credit rating is used by individuals and entities that purchase the bonds issued by companies and governments to determine the likelihood that that government will pay its bond obligations. A poor credit rating indicates a credit rating agency's opinion that the company or government has a high risk of defaulting, based on the agency's analysis of the entity's history and analysis of long-term economic prospects. A poor credit score indicates that in the past, other individuals with similar credit reports defaulted on loans at a high rate. The credit score does not take into account future prospects or change circumstances. For example, if an individual received a credit score of 400 on Monday because he had a history of defaults and then won the Powerball on Tuesday, his credit score would remain 400 on Tuesday because his credit report does not take into account his improved future prospects. Where credit ratings hurt corporations and governments is their applicable rating. As discussed, the lower the rating, the higher risk a sovereign government poses, such as Greece, for example. However, importantly, higher risk demands, in turn, a higher expected return from investors. This then means that the cost of interest payments relative to this debt also rises. This is the pickle that the US finds itself in currently. Although the debt ceiling has been raised, this is purely a band-aid solution in my view, and major ratings agencies have warned that a downgrade is likely. This then puts the US economy under more pressure, as it will need to find vastly more amounts of money to ensure it meets interest payment demands to creditors. As it stands, the cost of running the US economy is around $1 trillion per year, with dwindling tax receipts heading into government coffers, rising unemployment, a weak housing market, and an extremely fragile stock market. The US economy will rely more and more on its government to keep it afloat, and it appears the only way the government can facilitate this is to keep on borrowing. However, as the old saying goes, you can't borrow your way out of debt. Thanks for listening. I'm Blake Sterling, and this has been Talking Wealth.
Talking Wealth was brought to you by Wealth Within. To learn how you too can maximise your investment returns, call 1300 ShareTrade.